Brandon Belenka is the student project lead for the Solar Decathlon team. For 3 weeks in Irvine, California, Belenka and the team competed against nearly 20 other programs from around the world, testing the endurance and efficiency of homes using solar power and other green technologies. WVU's entry is the first log cabin rustic-style home the competition has seen, and Belenka said that meant encountering some bumps along the way.
They give you 8.5 days to rebuild noon on that last day. If you continue to build after that, they penalize you. And we obviously the goal is to get the house done at any cost. So we pushed past that deadline. We took the next day, which was the day of rest and a media day. We took that day to continue to finish up things. And then the following day, which is a Thursday, was the first day of competition when they started judging different things. So at that point, if you don't have your house completely inspected per the building code and you don't pass all your inspections by 7 a.m. of the first day of competition, even if you get it done that day and you get it all fixed and pass that day, you can't compete that day.
Due to an issue with the plumbing, the house wasn't completed on time and lost points. The team came in last. But Belenka says their cabin-style home was a fan favorite. More than 60,000 people visited the home while it was erect in California, and while scoring was close, Belenka says despite the point losses, had the team had a bit more luck, things might have been very different.
We still only came within 2 points of 18th place, and if we had earned 10 more points, we could have been like 16th or 17th. So, I mean, the gap was close. Now, this was also the highest scoring decathlon of all time. It was also the first time that every single team achieved net zero on their production of electricity, including ours. And we were one of the higher ones, which is pretty awesome.
The competition took place during the federal government shutdown, but had been funded in advance. Belenka says irony still played a role since the competition would normally have taken place in Washington at the National Mall.
Luckily, they had moved it. Otherwise, the decathlon would have never happened, and a lot of people would have not necessarily wasted their time. But all these people all the students who went to compete, we wouldn't have been able to compete.
When asked to describe the experience, the total comprehensive experience, Belenka borrowed from the writer Charles Dickens, saying it was the best time of his life and the worst time of his life.
People were exhausted. We were completely just drained. It was very, very, very tough. Probably the hardest thing I've ever done in my entire life. But there was just this sense of, I mean, obviously we're tired and probably a little grumpy and whatnot, but there was just this sense of motivation. Like it was definitely character building. Let's put it that way. It was definitely character building. I think a lot of us came out of this a lot stronger than we were before.
Belenka says the house will now be used for research at the university. He adds the team is already starting to discuss its entry for 2015. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.